With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Former FBI Director James Comey was in court Wednesday.
Comey is accused of threatening President Trump with a social media post last year, a photo from the beach of seashells arranged in the numbers 8647.
You ever see the movies? 86 them. The mobster says to one of his wonderful associates, 86 them. That means kill him.
Donald Trump is the 47th president. Comey says he did not interpret the numbers as a call to violence against the president, but as a political message. James Comey was fired as FBI director during the first Trump term. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Supreme Court has struck down Louisiana's second majority black congressional district, White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a key voting rights decision, the court's action could open the door for Republican-led states to eliminate black and Latino electoral districts that tend to favor Democrats. Justice Samuel Alito, writing for the six conservatives, said Louisiana's map is an unconstitutional gerrymander. But Justice Elena Kagan, who wrote in a dissent for the three liberal justices, warned that the consequences are likely to be far-reaching and grave. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. government has charged the governor of Mexico's Sinaloa state and nine other current and former Mexican officials with drug trafficking and weapons offenses in a federal indictment. The indictment was unsealed Wednesday in federal court in Manhattan. It alleges the defendants played influential roles in helping the Sinaloa cartel ship massive quantities of illicit drugs from Mexico into the U.S. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 280 points, the Nasdaq rose 9, the S&P 500 lower by 2, oil over $107 a barrel. This is SRN News. Americans are going back to church.
The Hartford Institute for Religious Research has released a new study that indicates the nation's houses of worship are rebounding from the pandemic 5 years ago. The survey of 24,000 churchgoers finds that most churches have maintained their attendance since COVID, and many are seeing an increase. However, the Institute warns that this mild uptick has not changed the overall trend of fewer people attending worship services across the board. Michael Harrington reporting.
As America prepares to celebrate its 250th birthday, scholars are drawing attention to the religious freedom provision in the Constitution, which was quite unusual in its day. The Founding Fathers were deeply concerned about the issue. Shortly after independence in 1776, Thomas Jefferson began drafting the Virginia Statute of Religious Freedom. That law provided a template for the First Amendment. This is SRN News. The GOP-controlled Florida legislature has passed a new set of Republican-favored congressional lines proposed by Governor Ron DeSantis. Bob Agnew reports.
It's a big victory for Republicans seeking to fast-track a new House map as midterms approach. Florida Republicans already enjoy a 20-to-8 seat edge in the congressional delegation. The new map would increase that to a 24-to-4 advantage. Majority Democrats recently pulled off a similar maneuver in Virginia. The Sunshine State represents the last chance for redistricting in the GOP's favor before the midterms. Bob Agnew reporting.
A group of cultural and historic preservation organizations pressed a federal judge Wednesday to block President Trump from making major renovations to the Kennedy Center, the art and cultural venue that has seen rapid transformation since the president returned to office last year. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.